North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Monday, May 20th. Butte County is gearing up to apply for the first round of funding from Proposition 1. The narrowly passed bond measure redistributes mental health funds to housing and treatment for people with severe mental illness. Butte County Behavioral Health Director Scott Kennelly says the $58 million that was released last week is competitive. He says major urban areas like Los Angeles and the Bay Area are separate from most rural counties, which will go up against each other in a group called Balance the State.
Well, it kind of sounds like a garbage pail. Like, how are we going to put the remaining counties in something? Oh, it's a Balance the State. And that's Alpine, Amador, Butte, Calaveras, Colusa, Del Norte, Glen, Humboldt, Inyo, Lake, Lassen, Mariposa, Mendocino, Modoc, Mono, Nevada, Plumas, Shasta, Sierra, Siskiyou, Tehama, Trinity, and Tuolumne. A lot of small counties, a lot of counties in the North State.
The application window opens in July. Funds are set to be awarded in early 2025. The state is prioritizing housing projects that will be ready for construction 60 days after being funded. And in other news, three more community meetings will take place in Butte County to update emergency evacuation maps. The county has been gathering public input about evacuation routes and assembly points. Two of these meetings will take place this week. One is in Concow tomorrow evening from 6 to 8. It will be at the historic schoolhouse. Another will be held in Feather Falls on Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 6 at the Gold Flake Saloon and Cafe. Local law enforcement, fire, and emergency managers will be there to listen and answer questions for residents living in the area. Officials have held 8 similar meetings in other communities in the county since mid-April. And CAL FIRE has announced an arson arrest in connection to the ranch fire in Butte County. The vegetation fire was reported in the community of Concow on Wednesday last week and prompted an evacuation order. CAL FIRE law enforcement and the Butte County Sheriff's Office located and detained one person who was charged with arson and booked into the Butte County Jail. The blaze grew to around 10 acres before responding fire personnel stopped the spread around 2 hours after being dispatched. CAL FIRE announced on Friday that the fire was 100% contained. Also, state lawmakers have approved a resolution declaring this Firefighter Suicide Awareness and Prevention Stand Down Week. Concord Democratic Assembly member Timothy Grayson is the author.
To add to the physical demands of the profession, firefighters must also navigate some of life's most emotionally intense moments.
He cited numbers from the Firefighter Behavioral Alliance.
82 firefighters tragically lost their lives to suicide in 2022, followed by 79 in 2023. And sadly, this year, we've already lost 23 firefighters to suicide.
The resolution says breaking the stigma related to behavioral health struggles and post-traumatic stress is critical to ensuring firefighters, paramedics, and emergency medical service personnel receive the care and resources they need in the form of peer support and professional counseling. And California's long-debated and controversial plan to move water from the San Joaquin Delta south has a new price tag, about $20 billion. The estimate released last week by the California Department of Water Resources is $4 billion higher than the last estimate in 2020, which the state blames on inflation. A 45-mile tunnel would transport water from the Sacramento River around the delta to a reservoir near Livermore, then onto the 444-mile California aqueduct. Environmental groups, delta residents, tribes, and most federal and state lawmakers from the San Joaquin Valley are against the project, which they say is bad for fish, farms, and communities in the region. The new estimate and report will help Southern California water agencies decide whether the cost is worth the added water. The state would issue bonds to pay for construction with those water agencies responsible for paying the state back. And finally, the U.S. State Department issued a worldwide security alert on Friday due to the potential for terrorist attacks against LGBTQ people and events. It reads in part, quote, due to the potential for terrorist attacks, demonstrations, or violent actions against U.S. citizens and interests, the Department of State advises U.S. citizens overseas to exercise increased caution. The Department of State is aware of the increased potential for foreign terrorist organization-inspired violence against LGBTQI+ persons. According to KCRA, the alert comes 2 weeks before Pride Month begins on June 1st. The department warned U.S. citizens to stay alert in locations that terrorists often visit, including pride celebrations and venues frequented by LGBTQI+ persons. And those are your headlines for Monday, May 20th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Evanora Grove.